The Browns had a fairly light practice today, obviously all attention on Saturday against the Detroit Lions. But the stars were out, and it was a big day for Cleveland as LeBron James and celebrity chef Michael Symon both took in the Browns' practice, and Mike Pettine addressed the media about their presence and Saturday's game today.
I think we are. I think the coaches have done a good job getting the guys towards the end of this week ready for what we're actually going to show. That we've tightened down the we probably give them a little bit more to study than what we'll actually run. So the ready list and the call sheet will be different sizes, but it's I think we've had a good build up to it, and I think we're all looking forward to going to get somebody else. No, we've kept it pretty vague with them. Don't want to give them. This game can go a lot of different ways, as you know. I didn't want to give them exact specifics or exact counts. You never know what can happen early on, but so I told those guys I'd rather them be prepared to play more than they think they're going to play than give them a number and then put them over it. I don't think he will. I think we're going to let Brian go. The circumstances could change that, obviously. But for this game, I think we'll stick with stick to the units as we practice. So Brian with the ones and Johnny with the twos. Running back, the guard spot. I think there's good competition there. Greco, Gilkey. Want to see how Betonio plays. Very interested in that. The receivers. No, it was something that he had reached out we knew that he had been out of town for a while, and when he got back into town, he was going to come over to practice. So it was something that we've been looking forward to. He just asked how camp was going. It was just, you know, you could tell he's into it, loves football, big Browns fan. He says he'll be at the games when it's warm, and then when it's cold, he'll be watching it in his basement. Well, the linemen, they do a lot of the chirping back and forth over the orange shirt stuff, so I wanted them to find a way for them to settle it. So there were some very unique styles of kicking. I think Dez set a record for hang time on an extra point. No, I think it helps at any time that you got to mix it in. We obviously don't do something like that every day. We'll mix it in. Maybe it'll be a once a week thing where it's kind of an off the beaten path competition. But I think the guys look forward to it, and having the jerseys means something to them, and there's a little bit of back and forth between the units, and it's been a positive.